Click kaya959.co.za.
This is how we do it.
To download the Point of View podcast.
Welcome to Point of View. It's our Thursday edition of Point of View. Welcome to it. It will be done at 10. But before we get to 10 o'clock, there's lots coming up on the show today. We'll have our music feature with Dr. Sheldon Rocha-Leal. And today we're going to be speaking about music that has got something interesting. So it may not have occurred to you, but artificial intelligence has been used for a while now in the music business. And so we're going to be speaking about the kinds of songs that you may be familiar with, but didn't know that they were powered by artificial intelligence. So we're going to have that conversation. Leroy Mark will be telling us what to watch over the weekend. And then we're going to be speaking about that wonderful, wonderful local summit, bi-local summit by Proudly South African. It's back. And I'll be speaking to Hepi Makumalo Nkiti, who is a chief marketing officer thereof. So you're going to be getting your pens and papers ready so that you can attend that Proudly South African Buy Local Summit 2025. So let's start here. The Gauteng Provincial Legislature Petition Committee is holding public hearings on the Gauteng Petitions Amendment Bill 2024. And now these hearings will be gathered and they'll gather citizens. All of us really need to participate to get our views on proposed updates to the Gauteng Petitions Act of 2002. On the line with us is the Gauteng Legislature Petitions Committee Chair, Viswa Gentile. Thank you so much for your time and good evening and welcome.
Good evening and thank you so much for inviting us.
I want us to talk a little bit about the themes, the key themes that you're going to be talking about at these gatherings where people come and add their voices. One of which would be the updates and new definitions of the Act. Maybe let's just elaborate on that, please.
Thank you so much. As you would have indicated, maybe let's just maybe start by, for the purposes of your listeners at home, you know, defining what a petition is.
Yes.
And you would know ordinarily back in the past, one would assume that a petition must then be informed by a group of people and signatures and all of that.
Mm-hmm.
The current Principal Act of 2002 of the Gauteng Provincial Legislature allows one person to petition on behalf of a group or petition alone. And of course, a petition would have been any complaint that is brought to the Gauteng Provincial Legislature. It could be to the speaker or to the committee, seeking intervention on a particular issue. In the case of the Gauteng Provincial Legislature, it would be on service delivery provincial issues.
Mm-hmm.
We are also seeing a lot of municipal-related petitions that are coming through, and they would then want to seek a resolve, and we then, on behalf of them, try to link them up through a hearing and a report from that particular responding department to assist them. But I think we are done with all consultation processes in relation to the inputs by all stakeholders that would have been identified in the process. We have met with different universities in the province in legal clinics. We've also met different communities in all corridors in the province, from Sitibeng, West Rand, to all the other cities as well. And of course, the input would also be, you know, informed by what is in the amendment. You may realize already in 2025, so it then changes the amendment to the amendment bill of 2025.
Yes.
And the strong issue for us is, you know, when democracy matures, you would realize that there are gaps in terms of policies, in terms of laws, and you would then want to close that particular gap. And a part of what we would have identified one as a gap is the definitions that you are speaking to the Act that were not too clear, you know, so are people not readable. They were not easy to access. I mean, for people as well to just, you know, have an understanding of what these particular words mean. But also, you know, to also establish the norms and standards for municipalities, because municipalities have got their own Section 79 committees where they would then petition committees that must sit to deal with all municipal related issues, because a lot of service delivery issues like your local portals, bath infrastructure of water, and some of electricity challenges would then be more municipal in their nature. Yeah. So what we then thought, there were many other gaps. We then thought, let's strengthen a process that is able to respond to the realities of our people in this current democracy, but also for this tool to be a tool that is easily usable for our people, easy to understand and also easy to comprehend.
Okay, so a lot of this has, some of the groundwork has been done and fulfilled already. What's still left to be done?
So what's left now to be done is the consolidation of all the inputs from the different stakeholders that would have that have been spoken to, and the different communities, because the legislation must be centered around our people. I mean, you can't make a law that is not influenced by the realities of our people, and then they must be able to input. And we have gone everywhere in the provinces, as we have indicated. We have also consulted with different legal experts in the matter, and we are now at the consolidation stages of all those inputs. Of course, some of the inputs would have been new inputs that, you know, when we were drafting the amendment at the level maybe of the legislature, we would have left out. So what you then do is you then expect them to give inputs and also to say, but we think here this does not make sense, this makes sense. So at the stage of consolidating all those inputs, and upon the finishing of that particular process, they will then bring a final consolidated to the committee document, and the document must then be interrogated by committee members, advised as well from a legal point of view, if indeed it qualifies because, you know, law is very sensitive. Yeah, yeah. There are things that do not, don't just cut it.
Mm.
So you would then be advised from a legal point of view, if indeed all is in order, and at the level of the committee, we must then adopt that particular document is a true reflection of the work that we have done and present it. Well, recommend, because once you have adopted it, then it must then be presented to the House, because it's not a committee document. It's a legislature document. And it must then be presented to the House. It must also, at the level of the House, be, you know, if there's a need for us to clarify where different parties, or rather individuals, in the legislature seek clarity, but also if there is any work that needs then to be done, they'll send it back to the committee for with those particular recommendations. But if all is in order, it will then be promulgated into law.
Okay.
But the promulgation process would then be you adopt, and as the House, you take ownership and you say, we do adopt that this then is a correct document, and we think that we can work on this as a law. And then from that process, the Premier will then be expected to sign, and if the Premier signs, the Speaker as well must then be able to sign, and then the law then will then be promulgated, the amendment bill will then be promulgated into law. But if there is then a dispute, even when the House would have passed it, and the Premier says, no, I'm not comfortable for whatever reason, it will then be taken to the Constitutional Court. The Constitutional Court must then advise if indeed it's a law that makes sense and that it speaks to the realities of our people. And when they have then advised as the Constitutional Court, then the Premier will then be able to sign. So we're left with that particular process. I just want to indicate that, most importantly, we are, you know, amending, because we've realized that petition is the strongest tool to speak to government, because our people sometimes feel that, you know, government is too far, government doesn't listen, and we want them to be able to use this tool and own up and be able to say, we know for sure that not only, you know, the members of provincial legislature can hold government accountable, but also are able to raise these issues to also assist them.
Well, I mean, it's important on so many fronts. We know that there are discussions right now where police feel very stretched because communities are feeling like they need to go to the streets to voice out their complaints when they have issues. Whereas, you know, this is a tool, if properly aligned, could serve as a communication tool to tell government that, you know, we're not happy with XYZ, as you said, you know, rather than us going to the streets and sometimes destroying infrastructure that we so desperately need.
Not true. And you'd also find that sometimes, because communities in most instances really lack some sort of understanding of processes, and because of the impatience they would want to take to the streets.
Yeah.
But on a point where you want to resolve, you then realize that, yeah, we're working on nothing.
Yeah.
But if you're able to then send it at the level of the community, there's a criteria at which we use to qualify what is a petition. And of course, this is in line with the Principal Act of 2002, which now is the Amendment Act of 2025. And if it qualifies, you then want to ask questions. For example, do we have supporting documents that these people would have gone to wherever and they did not find, you know, a solution? Do we have, for example, a POE that speaks to this particular person applying for an RDP in 1996 and that they are still not allocated? What is then the problem? When we're not satisfied in terms of then the you know, the answers, we then refer to a corresponding department, and the department will then generate a report to us that speaks to all questions that would have asked in line with the petition, and we then feedback timelessly. Ideally as well, what do they want to do, because we're realizing there's a lot of impatience, you know, in terms of the feedback, because people are indicating to ourselves that government doesn't feedback. They are talking about all these good things. They are talking about approving budgets.
Yeah.
But where are these services, because there is no feedback? Now, we are also saying in this amendment bill that 20 days when they're sent for responding authorities, they must then be able to give us a report. But if they are not done, they must be able to give us a progress in relation of what they would have done. And in the next 10 days, they must furnish us with a full report that speaks to what would have requested. But I think the reality as well is sometimes, and this is also because of the maturing of democracy, you know, an expectation of a petitioner is not always a reality in terms of the results. And I'll make an example. We have I think you would have noticed, particularly in Gauteng, a growing demand of housing.
Yeah.
When there is a number of issues of space, for example, in Johannesburg, and the number of people who are coming in and applying, you then and some of them are even attached to certain projects.
Yeah.
But there is a problem of projects that are not finished on time, and we encourage people to then be able to petition, because that then delays service delivery. If a project is then delayed, it means if there is someone who is waiting on a waiting list for the department, for example. And if us who live in these communities, we must then be able to say, but even if it's done by some of the community members, in the long term, I am likely to suffer and my kids are likely to suffer, and they must petition. And it could be then that one would say, I want to inquire. For example, I would have registered at this particular time, and there are issues of waiting list, and there are issues of deadlock in the department. But we're saying, through this amendment, the department must be able to speak honestly in their responses to our people, and then we're able to speak to our people and saying, with timelines, we know for sure this is possible, and we know that this is not possible.
You know, with these kinds of engagements, you've already gone through the engagement, stakeholder engagements. You do sometimes find, in the end, where they say, people say, we had inputs, we thought we were on the same page, we don't see them being reflected on the final bill that's going to be presented. And so my question is, are we now done? I know that you're busy with consolidation. It's going to go back again to be consolidated, and then you're going to do that whole assessment and then making sure that the legalese is done. What are we going to do to make sure that with the consolidation and making it legally appropriate, we do not miss out on some of the key issues that communities presented to you and that they don't end up feeling like their points were not put across?
No, thanks. I think it's important that you must remember that the legislature is a law-making institution,
yeah,
and that any submission must be in line with the law.
Yeah.
And if it is in line with the law, it is likely, and I think I can confidently say it, that it's definitely going to make it. But if there would be legal issues around it, of course it can't cut it.
Okay.
But I think at an operational level, as a committee, we have a reporting system where we would go, because remember, we don't only make law as an institution, we also do oversight.
Yeah.
To really assess whatever that would have been raised by our people to be legitimate. And if it is really legitimate, and government must then be able to intervene, they must be able to intervene, and we must then hold them accountable as an institution to make sure that we fast track services to our people who are frustrated on a daily basis.
Really appreciate you explaining all of that. We look forward to what now becomes, what will become, hopefully an act in the long run. But thank you so much for clarifying everything and giving us that update. This is the Gauteng Legislature's Petitions Committee Chair, Vuyiswa Gentile.
Click kaya959.co.za.
This is how we do it.
To download the Point of View podcast.